Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah. Welcome, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Subhanallah. And in today's episode and program, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, just as we had promised, same time, same place, only on your Madani Channel. However, dear viewers, we are back with our discussion, and in today's episode and program, we are speaking about having a connection with the glorious Qur'an-e-Pak, subhanallah, the vast virtues of the Holy Qur'an-e-Pak, which are beyond the grasp of human minds, dear viewers. Subhanallah, this divine speech of Allah Azza wa Jalla is unparalleled in his eloquent beauty and powerful style, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to fall in love with the words, with the teachings of the Holy Qur'an-e-Pak, subhanallah. If only we understood the blessings of this glorious Qur'an-e-Pak, which we all have in our homes, Mulana Sahib. There is no shortage of them, I'm sure. We all have many mushaf and many copies of the Qur'an-e-Pak. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us its blessings, because, dear viewers, listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best from among you is the one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it to others. Subhanallah. He is the best amongst all people. The Quran, yani the hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has classified this person as the best amongst all. And that is because he has learned the Quran and conveyed its message to others. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. In fact, another companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Abdurrahman Salami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he would say that he would teach the Quran and he would say, Subhanallah, it is this hadith which made me sit here. Subhanallah. He would teach the Quran and he would say to his students that it is this hadith, this fragrant hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has caused me to sit here and teach the Holy Quran-e-Pak. Subhanallah. Now, discussion and topic for this evening is disconnection and us being disconnected from the greatest treasures of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is the book of guidance, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as books and scriptures were revealed upon previous prophets of Allah azza wa jalla, like Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, as well as upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And scriptures were revealed for their guidance as well. But these scriptures and books that were revealed upon the previous nations was to warn them, was to make them do the things which will cause Allah azza wa jalla's mercy to flow onto them. Subhanallah. There were actions, there was a sharia, laws and regulations set for them as well. Just as Allah Kareem revealed in the final book, which is Qur'an-e-Pak. There is a significant amount of people who do not recite the Qur'an, who have no attachment with Qur'an-e-Pak, despite listening to numerous ahadith and I would say, Mawlana Sahib, beautiful and amazing lectures and electrifying bayans on Madini channel, especially in the month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan is the month of Qur'an-e-Pak. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Qur'an-e-Pak was revealed, dear viewers. And in fact, from all 12 months, Ramadan is that month in which Qur'an-e-Pak is recited the most, Mawlana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah.
What do you say about that?
Most definitely, alhamdulillah. People become more aware of the Holy Qur'an and the rewards of reciting the Holy Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. And because, you know, it's the month in which Qur'an Sharif was revealed, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Holy Qur'an as well, that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Qur'an Sharif was revealed. And so the Ramadan Sharif becomes what we can call in our understanding, or the understanding of the masses, as the season of reciting the Holy Qur'an. Whereas, in a way it's positive, and in a way sometimes we take it in a direction we shouldn't be taking it in. In which way it's positive, in that alhamdulillah people are motivated to recite the Holy Qur'an. But The Quran Sharif itself is not a seasonal book. The Quran Sharif is not a seasonal book in such a way that it should be recited at a certain time and neglected at other times. And therefore, after the month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us, alhamdulillah, that after the month of Ramadan, we come back with a beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the Quran, the neglected treasure. To tell us that this Quran Sharif is a treasure that Allah has given us. It's something that is worth more than the dunya and wama fiha, more than the world and whatever's within the earth. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It's such a treasure, but it's a treasure that we tend to remember in the month of Ramadan, and as the month of Ramadan leaves us, we forget that we have this treasure. We start to focus on everything else. So alhamdulillah, the spirits were high in the month of Ramadan, but we cannot allow for the spirits to drop. We need to realize, as the Quran Sharif was a treasure in the month of Ramadan, it's a treasure after the month of Ramadan as well.
Kya baat, mashallah. Mawlana Sahib, with exception, we are saying that there are people who recite the Quran, mashallah. Even now, even after Ramadan, I have met many people, mashallah, who are consistently still reciting the Quran.
Excellent.
Mashallah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. But let's get back there to this reality, right? In Ramadan, do you not find it to be a situation where people have a rat race to complete as many as Quran they can, right? And every year, I think this is mentioned, it's not something new, Mawlana Sahib, with all due respect, I say this, right? So the pressure and the race is to complete as many as Quran we can in the month of Ramadan, simply because of its rewards. I mean, if a person got a 10 reward for saying Alif,
Subhanallah,
Lam, another 10 sawab, Meem, another 10 sawab, 30 sawab for saying Alif, Lam, Meem, as per the hadith of Rasulullah
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
So he wants to multiply this in the month of Ramadan by reciting excessive and extensive amounts of Quran Pak, and extensively he would recite the Quran. Alhamdulillah. But Mawlana Sahib, I feel, and I think this is just my feeling and it's personal to myself, I think people exhaust themselves by doing this. So what happens after Ramadan, there's no motivation to say, well, I want to continue with this recitation. Because what did you understand after 10 Quran Pak? What have you understood from its tafsir and translations of what Allah has commanded me as a believer to do? Which story, which surah, which chapter, which verse, which ayat, which section of the Quran has attracted you, and you're going to go back to Quran Pak after Ramadan?
Allah.
So I feel this is my concern, that people, mashallah, out there, kai islami bhai aayenge, kai islami behne aise hongi jinhone kai Quran Pak ki tilawat ki hongi. Definitely, mashallah, and you are rewarded for that, subhanallah, because you have recited this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's your intake with regards to this, Mawlana Sahib? I mean, a person completes 5 Quran Pak or 1 or 2 Quran Pak in the month of Ramadan with his work, and for the sacrifices that he has made, he will be rewarded for that.
Absolutely.
But as compared to a person who may have maybe completed not even half the Quran, maybe 1 Quran, maybe less, but have understood whatever was recited thus far. So as compared to both,
Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, both are highly rewarding, right? So we must understand that the recitation of the Holy Quran itself is such a great means of thawab, most definitely. At the same time, we must know that there is a purpose behind the revelation of the Quran. There is maqsad for which Quran Sharif has been revealed. And our ulama ikram tell us that the purpose of us receiving the Holy Quran is to refine and to purify ourselves, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand the commands that Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving us, to act in accordance to the commands that Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving us. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran, and the Quran is the guidance, what we can, you know, for our understanding, we can say we have something that's a manual that's there to guide us as to what to do and what not to do, how we can earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now when Quran Sharif is giving us that guidance, is telling us do this and don't do that, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla lies in this and not in that. Allah Ta'ala mentions stories of so many Anbiya alayhimu salam and their nations, and teaches us that don't do these certain actions for it has caused the destruction of those before you, and do these actions because it has helped the people before you. Allah Ta'ala tells us about His Anbiya alayhimu salam, the sacrifices that they have made. Allah Ta'ala tells us about the tawakkul, the trust that the Anbiya alayhimu salam had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal gives us so many messages within the Holy Quran. And if we're just going to recite the Holy Quran in such a way that by the end of the recitation, we have not understood the message that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us in the Holy Quran.
Right.
The do's and don'ts that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned. Right. Our taqwa hasn't increased. Our tawakkul, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't increased. We haven't gained, you know, more hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we haven't become more fearful of the adab and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then indeed we have not taken the full benefit from the Holy Quran. And the month of Ramadan comes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, many are motivated to recite the Holy Quran. But we find that after the month of Ramadan, how come akhlaq goes back to how it was? How come people's character goes back to how it was? How come the sins we did before the month of Ramadan, we continuing those sins after the month of Ramadan, they just stop for a little while in Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, shaitan was locked away. But after the month of Ramadan, we just go back to our old lives. It teaches us that despite having the Holy Quran in our hands during the month of Ramadan, if after the month of Ramadan we went back to bad ways, it means that we haven't taken the message of the Holy Quran. We haven't allowed the Quran Sharif to actually purify us. And that's because when we recited the Holy Quran, then I'm not saying everyone is like this. Illa mashallah, Allah Ta'ala blesses certain people with understanding of His Quran and with yearning to understand the Quran. But the vast majority, many a times, we just want to complete as many cycles as we can, as many khatams as we can of the Holy Quran. And we don't realize that Allah Azza wa Jal, our Rabb, has been speaking to us. Our Rabb is speaking to us. Our Rabb is telling us what we must do. Azza wa Jalla, our Rabb is guiding us. Our Allah Azza wa Jalla is drawing us closer to His pleasure.
Yes,
and
Allah.
We just need to understand what our Rabb, what our Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, what our commands, what the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla are towards us. And imagine if we recited the Holy Quran and we have not taken any of the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then indeed we have lost. Indeed, we have not taken the full benefit that we were supposed to take from the Holy Quran. And I feel that it's unfortunate that many a times or many people through the month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they have recited. But there wasn't anything more than the recitation and the thawab of recitation that they've taken. The Quran Sharif is a life-changing book. And if it hasn't changed our lives, that means we didn't do our best in its recitation, in understanding the Quran and implementing the teachings of Quran in our lives.
Allahu Akbar. Serious, Musab, it's a serious discussion.
Absolutely.
And the seriousness of this is only going to increase year by year because we see ignorance that prevail. And despite, so many amounts of Quran Pak being recited, as you said, the cycle of Quran Pak, you know, so many cycles people want to complete. But in that same house, there's still jihalat, there's ignorance. There is no peace, there's no sukoon. 10 Qur'an Pak, mashallah, ek ghar mein khatam ki gaye. Lekin dekha ja raha hai, phir bhi ladaiyan, jhagde, fasad in that home. Doesn't stop. Why? So, I think, Mohsab, you have highlighted a very, very important aspect in your discussion, in your beautiful Madani Pearl that you have mentioned. I think understanding the purpose of its revelation, right? Why has Allah revealed the Qur'an? Ye hamare padhne ke liye hai. I mean, aapke shaadi mein, in our daughter's weddings as well, Ma Sahib, you know, Quran Pak is given as a tohfa, as a gift. Or jab bidai ke waqt, a girl is leaving the home. So Quran Pak is given as a gift, as the world's greatest gift. Every father, mashallah, is honored to give his daughter the world's greatest treasure. And with the treasure, he says, when you have any problem, beti, you come back to my home. The door's always open for you. Do not forget. But you're giving this treasure and you're supposed to advise your daughter as she takes this greatest gift with her and she exists from her home where she was groomed, where she was nurtured, where she was brought up, where her bachpan, her childhood, her youth was spent. And now she's going to her husband's home and you're giving her the world's greatest gift, but they do not know how to refer to the Quran Pak. I met one brother in overseas who said to me, Tabriz Bhai, when I'm angry, I just open the Quran, I recite the Quran, my anger comes down.
Oh.
When I'm upset, I open the Quran Pak, I recite the Quran Pak, and my anger is gone. I don't know what happens to me thereafter. I just calm down suddenly. And subhanAllah, okay, he was becoming a Madani, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, becoming an Ali Bedeen. But if those who understand can benefit, what about those who don't understand? I mean, just reciting the Quran Pak, looking at the Quran Thawab, touching the Quran Thawab, reciting the Quran Thawab, aap dekhe to aapko reward mil rahe hain, aap usko chuenge to bhi thawab aapko mil hi raha hai na. Agar aap usko samjhenge, phir aap dekhiyega aapke life mein kya barkatein aati hain, inshallah, azzawajallah. What difference it makes when you understand the Quran Pak. Let me give you an example, Mohan Sahib.
Right.
In my family this year, I have a member in my family, and I had a discussion, and mashallah, this person completes many Quran Pak every Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah.
My motivation would never ever be to any person that read lesser than what you have read. Always read tilawa to ap karte rahe. Every person should make tilawa of Quran Pak. We are encouraged in the hadith of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
But this person said to me that I don't have much time, but whatever time I have, I want to complete the Quran Pak. What idea can you give me? And mashallah, many ideas were given. And with that one Madani Pearl I mentioned, which I have always learned from our seniors as well, that understand the Quran, understand what you are reciting, understand this juz, understand this para, understand this chapter, this quarter, whatever it may be. 3 pages or 1 ruku, if you have recited in the month of Ramadan, recite that 1 ruku with understanding what you have recited. So when you're going to recite the ayah, you're going to recite its verse, you're going to make some notes, you're going to go through the tafsir from Kanzul Iman Sharif, Miftahul Ihsan, something which is authentic, mashallah, which is tested, which is approved, which is promoted, mashallah. And this type of tafsir, when you read, it comes with blessings, Mulana Sahib. SubhanAllah, because it's researched and checked by authentic ulama-i kiram.
Alhamdulillah.
So, for example, you have Miftahul Ihsan. So, I met this person towards the ending of Ramadan, and once again on this matter, we discussed about how far have you gone into your work. And this person says, well, last year I completed more than a Quran, more than a single Quran. I completed 2-3 cycles last year. This year, I was able to complete 1 cycle, but with 1 cycle, I completed 1 chapter of the Quran Pak with understanding its meaning.
Oh,
I have made notes over 50 pages. You can see my notes here. I have tried making notes to understand. I'm going to ask this from Mufti Sahib. I'm going to ask this from ulama, Ali Medin. I have understood this and I want to teach this to my children. That's why I made a note of this ayat of year. And I asked the experience, what was your experience from this Ramadan last year? She said, well, the person says, well, I have really enjoyed this 1 chapter as compared to the entire Quran Pak's recitation. Because now I have really understood from the last many years what I was reciting. Allah. Today I have understood. I have recited this para hundreds of times in my life. But for the first time I have read this para after understanding. So it made a change in the life of this person, Mawlana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah.
And really speaking, whoever has recited the Quran Pak in this manner, after understanding it, you will see a difference in that person's akhlaq.
SubhanAllah.
Because the Quran speaks about everything related to making a man's life better, Mawlana Sahib. Bettering this lifetime and making your akhirah even better. Yes. There's so many confusions. There's so many things going on in our lives. We hear it from the ulama, we hear it from the muballighs of Dawsam is one thing. But you, yourself as a Muslim who takes this upon himself that I'm a believer, I need to know what my beloved Allah is saying to me in the Quran. You want to know. You are inquisitive to know. You should be actually. Why should you not be inquisitive to know and have the enthusiasm to learn the orders and the hukum of Allah in the Quran Pak for me?
Most definitely, Manasab was mentioning something, and something you've personally experienced with someone close to you. I've also had a similar experience, alhamdulillah, just in this Ramadan. And I make dua that these experiences continue throughout the year. That there's a surah of the Holy Quran, every surah of the Holy Quran is very beloved to us. But there's a very, very beautiful story that Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us is Ahsanul Qasas. You know, it's the best of stories.
Right.
Surah Yusuf, in which the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam is mentioned. And at home, I've spoken it of Surah Yusuf quite a bit, alhamdulillah, till my family members became, how can we say, interested. Let's not say inquisitive, rather interested in Surah Yusuf. And they said, we want to read Surah Yusuf, because we're reading Surah Yusuf in general whilst we're doing Khatam al-Quran. And this time we're going to read Surah Yusuf with translation, with tafsir, with explanation and so on. And I saw that the task was started and days went. And after a few days, I got to know, mashallah, so-and-so has completed. Completed what? Completed Surah Yusuf. And subhanallah, I was so happy, so pleased that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, this time, when reciting, we try to understand the message that the Quran Sharif was giving. Quran Sharif, whilst reciting, we need to feel the Quran Sharif. We need to feel the message of the Quran Sharif. When Allah Azza wa Jal tells us of punishments, we need to feel fear in our heart. When Allah Azza wa Jal tells us of the rewards and of His rahmah, we need to feel hope in our heart. When we start hearing about Jannah in recitation, subhanAllah, it should bring joy to our hearts. And when we hear about Jahannam, about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the hellfire, it should bring tears to our eyes and our hearts and bodies should tremble. This shows us and this means that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we are pondering upon the meaning of the Holy Quran. And that's encouraged directly in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, so do they not reflect upon the Holy Quran? And we're supposed to be reflecting upon the Holy Quran, that with the recitation, there must come reflection. There must come reflection as per the correct understanding of the scholars of the Holy Quran, as per the Mufassirun. So we read along with Quran Sharif, please, the suggestion. Quran Sharif, Kanzul Iman, that is the translation by Sayyidi Alaa Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and along with that, tafsir by a good Sahih al-Aqidah scholar of Islam. So you have, like, for example, in the Urdu language, Siratul Jinan by Mufti Qasim Sahib. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant him long life and
continue
the great work. And in the English language, Miftahul Ihsan by Marhum Ustad Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower his choicest mercies upon the qabr of Mufti Sahib. But when we are reciting Quran and when you read Quran Sharif, you know, hand in hand, one that you're reading the Quran, you're reading the translation, you're reading the understanding, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, that's the time at which I can tell you, if you read with an open heart, then it will bring tears to your eyes. It will make us tremble at times. Quran Sharif will make us smile.
There's more enjoyment, Mawlana.
SubhanAllah, Quran
enjoyment.
Sharif, it will
Allah
take you to a beautiful level, to beautiful places. You will be enjoying listening to Jannah. You will be fearful when you are listening to the Adab. And you will be making intentions to do good A'mal when Allah Ta'ala tells you of the rewards of those who do good A'mal.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. If you had to suggest a surah for any of our viewers, mashallah, to recite with its meaning and tafsir, looks like Mawlana is going to say Surah Yusuf, right?
SubhanAllah, I do enjoy the recitation of Surah Yusuf. If you want to hear the beautiful story of Sayyidina Yusuf, yes, alayhi salam, and there's so many lessons. So I think naturally people have inclination towards stories, but the important thing is, look within Surah Yusuf at the lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. There are lessons, lessons of sabr, lessons of that's patience, lessons of forgiveness, lessons of having a big and open heart, lessons of feeding. Because you said that Yusuf alayhi salam would feed people,
stuff, yes,
subhanAllah. Lessons of tawakkul upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, not placing your trust in other things. Lessons of never losing hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was at the bottom of a well, but still he knew my Rabb is going to save me. His blessed father was so grief-stricken. We cry so much after Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was separated from him. And that Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam lost his sight. But he, subhanAllah, he never lost hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He constantly kept his hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that you never lose hope in your Rabb. Never lose hope in the plan of your Rabb. Never lose hope in the mercy of your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal will take you through any difficult situation and bring you out shining brighter than before.
SubhanAllah. Wallah. This is a done and tested thing, Mawlana Sahib.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you see a Muslim home that's very well brought, mashallah,
yes,
upbringing of the children are very good.
SubhanAllah.
Husband got a nice job, nice salary, but the ups and downs within the family, the kitch-pitch that goes on that causes argumentations, quarrels, and some mixed masala between the families, right? And then you just realize that this is the families, mashallah, that do many recitation of Quran Pak. Every Ramadan, out of Ramadan, they always, mashallah, there's 4 or 5 huffaz in the family as well at times. How is it possible that you have huffaz in your family and you are people who recite the Quran daily, but still complain about our situation, financial situation, for example, financial situation, trust in Allah. Somewhere in the speech of that person, it's reflecting that this person has no trust in Allah. Somewhere it's reflecting that this person has lost hope in the mercy of Allah. But people who recite Quran, how is it possible? So yes, it is possible if that person has not understood what he has been reciting or what she has been reciting over the years.
No,
because one thing I want to say, Mawlana Sahib, is very important because of what Mawlana Sahib did mention is contemplation and reflection over the Quran. So if the Quran has commanded us to contemplate and reflect, it means the only time you can do this contemplation is when you have understood something.
Subhanallah.
You can never contemplate over the ayat when you have just went through Arabic itself. So if you have recited, for example, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Example to your viewers. MashaAllah. Recite Surah Yasin every day. A lot of people tell me I read Yasin every morning before going to work.
Alhamdulillah.
Ab 10 saal se padh rahe Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Ab dukaan ko kholte hi nahi hai Yasin padhe baghair. Mashallah. This is your connection with Quran-e-Pak for barakah and blessings. But you have still not understood what you are reciting.
So this is my urge and my humble appeal to the viewers out there. This is the heart of the Quran you are talking about. You know when I'm going to recite this Quran, the customer is going to come one way in my shop. You know I'm going to recite this Yasin Sharif, inshallah, the thawab going to go to the marhumin. You know with what niyyah you are reciting, then why without its meaning?
Subhanallah.
Every time you recite the Quran, you need to reflect over the first ayat. What's the meaning of wal Quran al Hakim innaka lamina al mursalina ala siratim mustaqim? Example I'm saying, dear viewers. Like that, there are so many ayat of Quran Pak, I mean of Surah Yasin Sharif, and we're living with Yasin, but it is as if we are not living with the Yasin. Any examples, Muasab, of having the Quran but not understanding it?
Surah Yasin Sharif.
Yeah.
I recall an Islamic brother attached to Dawat Islami, mashallah, he was Zimadar in Dawat Islami. And he used to struggle to get past the ayah, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُ.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the separation of the mujrimun, the criminals, those who have done evil offenses from the good people, and he would become so fearful that he would be stuck there and he would just cry and
Allahu
cry and
Akbar,
cry.
Allahu
Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him long life and good health already. Ameen. Amir al-Sunnat, I've seen Amir al-Sunnat in his presence, the beautiful Surah Rahman, Surah Rahman was being recited. And the way I seen Amir al-Sunnah cry and cry throughout the surah. And we tend to just think, subhanAllah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. You know, mashallah, Quran Sharif has a beautiful sound to it. And it's repeated over and over and we tend to enjoy the sound of the recitation of Quran Sharif and we focus upon the style of qira'ah. But when Amir al-Sunnah listens to it and you know this contemplation that, oh my Rabb, I do not deny any of your favors. Oh my Rabb, every favor of yours upon me, I'm not worthy of these favors. Oh my Rabb, you have bestowed these favors upon me. It is only through your rahmah. Oh my Rabb, please don't hold me accountable for the favors that you have bestowed upon me. Oh my Rabb, please forgive me without accountability. Every time you're listening to these ayat over and over, and Amir al-Sunnat sheds tears and sheds tears and sheds tears, and I realize, subhanAllah, this is a personality who has taught us that the message of Quran, the meaning of Quran, must go beyond the throat and into the depths of the heart.
Allah.
And from there, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, when Quran Sharif comes into your heart, not just the memorization, but the message of Quran is in the depths of the heart, you will see the effect, the athar of that pumped into every limb of the body. The heart is going to pump everywhere. And I'm mixing a little bit of the physical and spiritual, but that is the physical, generally, the quality of the heart that it pumps blood. But subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, when the spiritual effect of the Holy Quran comes into the depths of the heart, when the message of the Quran comes into the depths of the heart, really, all of the limbs start to follow suit. All of the limbs start to show you that yes, we've understood the message of Quran. Yes, we've accepted the message of Quran. The eyes shed tears in the remembrance of Allah. Eyes shed tears in the fear of the azab of Allah Azza wa Jal. The heart beats with hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The legs start to move towards those things that draw you towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The hands start to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The teeth start to become apparent in smiling for the following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ears move towards the listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And so many more things happen to you. Why? Because you've allowed the message of Quran to reach your heart, and that is now taking over the rest of your body.
Wow, subhanAllah. And this is much expected.
SubhanAllah.
I mean, you're saying that you're going to dive into the ocean and not get your clothes wet, Mawlana Sahib. Once you dive into the tafsir of the Qur'an Pak, this is meant to happen. Once you dive into the translation of Qur'an Pak, thus far, only the recitation without understanding has made you so pious.
Alhamdulillah.
If you feel taqwa and piety has entered into your heart without understanding, just imagine for a moment, agar aapne samajh karke padha hoga, tab kya halat ho gaya? What will be the alam in the state? You know, I was on the Eid, on the day of Eid, in the Qabristan, reciting Yasin at one grave. And generally, this thought just came to my mind. And I was thinking for a moment that, Ya Allah, imagine how many of those who are resting here in this cemetery, in this graveyard, did not understand the message of Yasin, but today, after passing away, they are listening to its recitation, understanding its meaning.
Allah.
We never took any, we never showed any curiosity, interest, as Mawlana Sahib stated, and I said inquisitiveness, to by heart, to learn, to study,
to understand. And if not, then it's a great loss. Because why? Allah Kareem knows when you will recite this Qur'an-i Pak. The one who has revealed the Qur'an knows the blessings of Qur'an-i Pak.
Subhanallah.
And He knows what to give you if you follow and abide by the teachings of Qur'an-i Pak. We all want to make our children huffaz. Why just parrot of the Qur'an? Why not amal and action upon by hearting the Qur'an-i Pak?
Mm.
Actually, after by hearting the Qur'an-i Pak. Subhanallah. So when you encourage your son to become a hafiz, at the same time encourage him to also remain paband with enthusiasm and steadfastness upon the teachings of Qur'an-i Pak. This it goes together like a glove, dear viewers. It's like Masab mentioned earlier. I remember the example Masab had given, having a wonderful car in your garage. You know, somebody has gifted you a car. You have the car in your garage, mashallah, subhanallah. Expensive vehicle, but guess what? It's locked up. You will take Lyft, you will take taxi, you will take help from others to get to work, but you are not benefiting from the vehicle that's parked in your garage. Likewise, you and I have the dawlat and the khazana and the treasures of Qur'an-i Pak in our home. And we are still begging for others for advice. And the best advisor is the Qur'an-i Pak. Allahu Akbar. We are still lost, wandering, looking for navigating out of the situation when the navigation is in your home. How can you look for your rasta out of the problem when the Qur'an is showing you how to get out of the problem? So yes, dear viewers, it's our fault. It is our fault if we have disconnected ourselves from the teachings of Qur'an-i Pak.
You mentioned something now so beautifully, subhanAllah, that within the Qur'an Sharif, we have the guidance, yet we are running everywhere. There was an elderly family member of mine that had passed on. Allah Ta'ala shower His rahmah upon that family member.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal
Alameen. This family member would be such that people would come to that family member for advice because of being an elderly family member and experience in life, subhanAllah. So when they would come, then this family member would say, bring Qur'an. And the family member would place the Holy Qur'an in front of them with Alhamdulillah, you know, translation and tafsir, and would say, sit down, spend some time, open Qur'an Sharif wherever you want, and just read Qur'an Sharif, and read the translation, read the tafsir, inshallah, Allah will inspire you towards the answer of whatever difficulty you are facing.
But, subhanallah.
I have myself gone towards this. I heard of it, I've seen it, and I decided that I will do this. And really, whatever difficulty we are in, I've personally experienced, whatever difficulty you are in, if you are in sorrow, you are in grief, you are in difficulty, you lost something, whatever it be, and you don't know what to do, you need advice, you need to be carried forward, maybe you're feeling down, you need to be picked up, whatever
the case may be, yes.
Just go and sit and open Qur'an Sharif and start reading Qur'an Sharif with translation, with tafsir, understanding the message of your Rabb. And you will see how the Qur'an Sharif picks you up. You will see how the Qur'an Sharif gives you answers that you require. It tells you what you need to know. And this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful kalam, the Holy Qur'an. That the Qur'an Sharif is, as we mentioned, it's not a seasonal book. It's for every situation. It's for every season. It's for every person. It's for every heart. It's for every race. It's for every language background. It's for every culture. Everyone, you will find your place in the Holy Quran.
Kya baat? And mashallah.
When you hold on to that and you follow that, you'll find serenity come to your life and you'll find all the answers you searched for. I've been searching for this for 10 years, for 20 Allah. Years, for 30 years. I didn't realize it's in my Rabb's kalam.
Allahu Akbar. So here we get the cue from our Honorable Ziyad Madani, mashallah, who has given us such beautiful motivation. And the time comes, dear viewers, to close the program. And before we end, once again, please remember, alhamdulillah, the beautiful advice given. And the reason behind this advice is for us to, subhanallah, become better humans. Or else, inshallah, azza wa jalla, shaitan is consistently continuing to mislead people, and he is consistently trying his level best to distance us from the Qur'an-i Pak, because shaitan knows very well that this Qur'an-i Pak, subhanallah, is the life and the soul of a mu'min and believer.
Bishak.
Subhanallah. Through this kalam, we are able to achieve so much if only we understood, dear viewers, if only we could reflect. So it starts like this, that each family, each individual start working on themselves. I would say work with the mothers, start with the mothers. Just 30 seconds before we end, subhanallah, I mean, it's such that the reciter doesn't only get the benefit, but generations to come shall benefit from its recitation, dear viewers. Agar har maa, har behen, har Islamic behen padhna shuru kar dein, aap zara sochein, Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi's mother had formed the habit of reciting the Quran Pak, how it reached a child in the womb, subhanAllah. So imagine, what about the children of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and the grandchildren of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ali. So yes, you will benefit, your child, your children, and progeny to come will benefit if you make amal upon the teachings of Quran Pak. And that is with understanding, inshallah. Let's form the target. Let's create a target, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And this is what I'm hoping for, Mawlana Sahib, that we are able to achieve our objective. And that is to understand Quran Pak, inshallah. Kalamullah, the beautiful kalam of our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good. And keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran to Honorable Mawlana Sahib for availing yourself, Mawlana Sahib, and being part and parcel of this program every Mondays and Tuesdays only on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah, Reformation of Ummah.